Culture Builders number 24, Empowering Leaders with Questions. So I was talking to a really good friend recently who works for one of the most elite investment firms in the world. And he was recounting his time in the last few weeks that he spent 2 days with some of the top leaders in his company. And he was describing how it was in this intense 2 days where they were being challenged and they were really putting them through it. But at the same time, they were being encouraging and he really enjoyed the experience. And so I was like, how do they create this safe environment, right? Where you feel encouraged and empowered to speak up and share ideas while them also being really tough on you. And he said, they asked great questions. And I was like, okay, I get that. Great questions are better than great answers. But what type of questions were they asking? And he gave the example of how they were asking them, right, they were giving them these scenarios of where a client would come to them and ask them a question. And they asked my friend, how might you start to answer that question? Now, there's two really big things that we can learn from this elite group of leaders. The first is that they didn't spend time just telling them the answer to the question, right? When clients come to you and they ask you this, this is what you're supposed to say. No, instead they engage and challenge them to come up with potential answers. And this is a great principle for us to remember, right? Great questions are far better than great answers. So be a question coach. Don't be the coach that's always giving them the answers. The second thing is they challenged them while creating an environment that was safe to fail. See, the key here is they said, how might you start to answer? They didn't ask, how would you answer this question? What's the difference? Well, how might you start to answer implies that they do not expect for you to have the full answer. All right, they're just challenging you to get started. So when we're developing leaders on our team, I think we can use these two principles. For example, say your team is not working hard one day in practice and leaders on your team are not stepping up and they're not holding each other accountable. Instead of telling them, leaders, step up, all right? You got to hold each other accountable. You got to get on them, all right? Ask them this question. Ask them, how might you start to motivate your teammates to work harder? How might you start to hold them accountable? When you ask this question, you are empowering them, you are challenging them, while letting them feel safe to not necessarily give you the answer that you're looking for, but what they believe is the right solution. Remember, the right question is far more powerful than the right answer. Thanks for listening in. Be sure to subscribe to Culture Builders Podcast and Coaching Culture Podcast on iTunes.